Starting over again with a clean slate is not always a choice like filled with self-determination and optimism like it is for many people, especially for the new year. And there are times we're forced to stand before a fork in the road. And as we look down, there's a path on the left that is dark, terrifying, and unknown. And a path to the right that has dark patches and light patches, but it's somewhat familiar. But you know the companion that travels alongside you poses a danger with every dark patch on that path. And when you enter a spot of light, he will shower you with love and apologies. And it's familiar. And you've been working so hard just to make this work. But if you follow that path to the right, you will lose your children to the foster care system. The fear of the dark unknown path is also amplified by the constant whispering of detailed death and kidnapping threats for choosing the path that travels without him. But you love your children. So you leave your abuser and you brave the unknown. That was the beginning of my clean slate. And let's be honest, it's almost never instantaneous. We still had the court system to deal with our domestic violence case, a contentious divorce, and years of economic abuse that followed after his words and fists couldn't hurt us anymore. After finally breaking away, it was time to rebuild, and it took years. And not only did it take years, it was hard. My sons and I lived in poverty while we pieced our world back together, bit by bit. I had to beg Michigan State University to let me back in after I failed out of multiple classes throughout the domestic violence and divorce nightmare. I changed my major to study why this happens to families over and over and over and over again, and I wanted to know how I could help make it stop. I just kept moving forward because I knew that we would eventually find ourselves in a better place. And over time, I excelled at my studies and in my career. And we did get to a better place in our lives. And I can say that we're comfortable now, like emotionally and financially. But the story of a clean slate doesn't end there, and it really shouldn't for any of us. And even though now I work in financial services, I still wanted to figure out how I could help end and fight domestic violence. So I created a loan program to help victims of domestic violence get out. Most people are aware of economic abuse in the sense that an abuser withholds funds and will not let you work. And that's the most common understanding of economic abuse. But with the increased ease of accessing credit in the technology age, abusers can easily take on debt in the victim's name and just to increase their debt load and to destroy their credit. And this happened to me. It makes it that much harder to leave. But I was extraordinarily lucky. I had my mother help me financially, and my best friend's dad let me move into one of his vacant houses for a mere $200 a month. Without those around me, I don't know how I would have survived. But what about victims who don't have friends and family that are capable of taking care of them financially if they need it? My hope was that by giving them a small loan to pay for a security deposit and rent, a couple months payment for their car so they don't lose transportation, or even just turning on utilities in their name, that they could leave. They could leave and leave it all behind. Just to make that economic barrier one less thing standing in their way. To make that path to the left a little less dark and a little less frightening. And it's a great feeling when we overcome and start again, but we should never leave those like us behind. Whenever we can, we should always reach back for those that are like us and pull people forward with us. I can guarantee that many of you here tonight have felt something: heartbreak, addiction, food insecurity, poverty, loss, and many other things that can deepen your insight and compassion for others. And there are many simple ways to give back that will help those that are still struggling so that they too can have their clean slate. I can also tell you that being in a better place and patting myself on the back for a job well done can feel good for only so long. But taking power away from an abuser and giving it back to the person it belongs to feels a whole hell of a lot better. Thank you.